Someone came out from under the blanket, and he could see whoever it was standing by the break in the rock that made the entrance. Then he heard a slithering sound in the snow, and then whoever it was ducked down and went back in. I suppose she won't come until they are all asleep, he thought. It is a waste of time. The night is half gone. Oh, Maria, come now quickly, Maria, for there is little time. He heard the soft sound of snow falling from a branch onto the snow on the ground. A little wind was rising. He felt it on his face. Suddenly he felt a panic that she might not come. The wind rising now reminded him how soon it would be morning. More snow fell from the branches, as he heard the wind now moving the pine tops. Come now, Maria. Please come here now, quickly, he thought. Oh, come here now. Do not wait. There is no importance any more to your waiting until they are asleep. Then he saw her coming out from under the blanket that covered the cave mouth. She stood there a moment, and he knew it was she, but he could not see what she was doing. He whistled a low whistle, and she was still at the cave mouth doing something in the darkness of the rock shadow. Then she came running, carrying something in her hands, and he saw her running long-legged through the snow. Then she was kneeling by the robe, her head pushed hard against him, slapping snow from her feet. She kissed him and handed him her bundle. "Put it with thy pillow," she said. "I took these off there to save time." "You came barefoot through the snow?" "Yes," she said, "and wearing only my wedding shirt." He held her close and tight in his arms, and she rubbed her head against his chin. "Avoid the feet," she said. "They are very cold, Roberto."
"Put them here and warm them."
"Nay," she said, "they will warm quickly. But say quickly now that you love me."
"I love thee."
"Good, good, good."
"I love thee, little rabbit."
"Do you love my wedding shirt?"
"It is the same one as always."
"Yes, as last night. It is my wedding shirt."
"Put thy feet here."
"Nay, that would be abusive. They will warm of themselves. They are warm to me. It is only that the snow has made them cold toward thee. Say it again."
"I love thee, my little rabbit."
"I love thee too, and I am thy wife."
"Were they asleep?"
"No," she said, "but I could support it no longer." "And what importance has it?"
"None," he said, and felt her against him, slim and long and warmly lovely.